New Berlin's decision makes it the only one of the 425 school boards in the state to desert the WASB. Board Vice President Matt Thomas says it will save his district the $7,000 membership fee and send a message to other school boards about the need to hold the line on local taxes.
We're really the most conservative school district in the state. I would hope that there would be other school districts throughout the state who would feel that having such a political organization advocating against controlling taxes, that maybe it isn't the best thing for them to be sending their money to this organization.
WASB Director John Ashley acknowledges that the association is political, but he rejects the liberal label. He says the lobbying he did against the constitutional amendment aimed at limiting tax levies was supported by the vast majority of school boards.
We get our direction for political advocacy from our delegate assembly, which has maintained for a very long time that we didn't want to see additional constraints on local school districts in the form of tax restrictions.
Ashley says he doubts that New Berlin's exit from the organization will prompt many other districts to follow suit. He's convinced that the association does a good job of representing the concerns of school boards, regardless of the conservative or liberal political climate in the community they serve. The New Berlin vote to cut ties with WASB was not unanimous. Board President Matt Weiss voted to continue the district's membership. He says the organization plays a key role in training new board members to deal with the complex relationship between local school districts and state government. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.